Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
They must be sick as parrots in a Ballincollig Soccer Club, because it was only on Monday at the County Council, or last week at the very latest, that they got news that they actually are going to have their ground. Their ground is theirs to do with as they please, and there was great celebrations last week. And then, Gordon Murphy, someone wrecked the pitch. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me on. You've put it in context there. The last time I was on the show chatting with you, we were discussing our frustration at getting the saga over that's been going on for 23 years about getting our lease assigned from the City Council.
Yeah.
Over to us on a Monday at the council meeting that was formally ratified by the council meeting, that the disposal of the lands to us. So on Monday we were absolutely delighted. This was the start, I suppose, day one of a new future for us in the development of our lands at the landing field. And yesterday evening, our main pitch has been absolutely destroyed by a number of individuals, and the mind just boggles at this type of behaviour. We got a call. Our chairperson got a call at about 5:30 from a vigilant neighbour. Our pitches are adjacent to a housing development, and obviously the neighbour realised that the people using our lawnmower were not our usual pitch maintenance team, yeah. And were driving in a very erratic manner over pitches. Garda Síochána, I have to say, reacted very quickly, and were down on our pitches. And we understand two individuals were apprehended. Obviously, we know no more in that respect. But
so they took your actual lawnmower, did they?
What they actually did, PJ, is our pitches are adjacent to the regional park in Ballincollig. Your listeners will be familiar with it. A lot of them will. And there's a back entrance in through. There's a GA pitch there as well. And they broke down the gate, we understand, into the GA pitch. And then they went up towards our facilities. They were armed with some manner of tools, because they had to break into a steel container which houses our lawnmower. And so they used some form of drill or some form of cutting equipment to do that, and then took out a ride on lawnmower and then just had fun with themselves on the pitches and absolutely destroyed it. I mean, if people want to go onto our Facebook page, there are images up there of the damage that's been done. And it's devastating, both in terms of, you know, we had 3 days of good news until we got this, but also the work that goes into these pitches by volunteers. We have a pitch maintenance team led by Shane O'Neill, and every, like, 3 or 4 times a week they're down there almost every single day. These are on a voluntary basis.
And so hard to maintain a pitch with the weather being the way it has been.
Since the turn of the year, since maybe November, October, it's been incredibly difficult to get the pitch maintained in good condition to enable matches to go ahead, exactly because of the rain. And they have it in, they do a tremendous job. Yeah.
I can see the pictures. We have the pictures now up on our socials, and people can see the damage that's been done. From the way you describe it, Gordon, and this is my sort of sad, conspiracy-laden little mind going mad here, this is almost something that was planned.
Well, certainly that they had tools with them suggests premeditation. But look, you have to understand, PJ, as well, this area, the regional park, there's historic buildings there, and there has been a history of of fires being set in those buildings. I'm not saying it's the same individuals involved, but that there has been antisocial behaviour in this area. And, you know, our friends in the GAA, also their pitch has also been damaged. And I know that there have been previous issues with other areas around the kind of powder mills complex. It's very difficult to police because of the nature of, you know, you're in a forest park, essentially. So it's difficult, and I've, you know, it's a really hard job by the guards, and I have to say, I have to commend them for how quick they reacted yesterday.
And two people in custody, which is great to hear.
Two people, we understand, in custody, and look, we have to hope the administration, you know, the due process will follow. But I suppose you have to question the mindset. I don't think there's any respect for society with these individuals, how they think. If that's how they look at, you know, a volunteer club and their facilities.
You have to ask, don't you, Gordon, in 2024, what is wrong? What joy do people get from destroying something like that, or trying to? What joy, what pleasure, what fun do they get out of it?
I mean, that's the question for psychologists or psychiatrists, I imagine. And look, it's down to the individuals involved. We have to say we have tremendous support from the community. And again, that was highlighted by how vigilant the residents in Old Quarter yesterday reacted and advised us about what was going on. And look, we've great support from the community. We have had over the years, and I know our friends in Ballincollig GAA would say the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is very much a minority, PJ, but it's so frustrating because, look, as you know from you've covered similar stories previously, it tends to be the same individuals, the, you know, repeat offenders, and, you know, it's very difficult for the Gardaí. It's very difficult for everyone involved to try and police this. And all we can do is look. We now have the scenario where we are now looking to accelerate a process where we have to fence in our facility simply to protect our lands.
And apart from that, you now have to repair your facility before we get into the proper playing season.
Absolutely. And tomorrow we have specialist pitch contractors coming out to have a look to us, properly assess the damage, because look, we're not experts in that area ourselves individually. So they will tell us we have no idea what that is going to cost us. Last summer, we invested up to €20,000 in those pitches. It was completely dug up and replanted. And, you know, it's really frustrating, you know. Okay. Clubs like us don't have that money to just, you know, it doesn't come easy, you know, as you know. So look, it's very frustrating, but look, we're resilient.
Okay.
And we have been, and we are, and we'll bounce back.
All right, and Ger, I'll leave it there, and you will bounce back. And our Gordon, we'll leave it there. I have no doubt that you will bounce back, and we've got the pictures up now on our socials of the state of the pitch, and as he describes it, they had to get the lawnmower, take it out of a container and start driving it around the place. At least the guards have some people in custody, so best to leave that there and see where it goes.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.